Covers of songs are easily available on the internet. A quick search on YouTube for your favorite song will likely yield dozens of interpretations of that one song. What makes Greg Laswell's new album, I Was Going to Be an Astronaut, so interesting is he's performing covers of his own songs. Actually, cover probably isn't the right word since it is his material. If you scan through the titles of the new 11-track album, you'll see 10 of the titles are followed by the phrase 2013 remake, so perhaps remake is the best word to use here. This album includes nearly a dozen songs from Laswell's catalog that he has remade. Originally from Long Beach, California, this producer, singer, and songwriter moved to San Diego in the early 90s to attend college. Laswell became involved in the city's music scene and fronted a local band. When the group broke up in 2001, he began working on his own music and made his solo debut in 2003. This album helped him earn a contract with Vanguard Records. During the past decade, he produced 2 EPs and 4 full-length albums before releasing I Was Going to Be an Astronaut last month. After a quick listen to the first track, I Don't Believe It's Through, I immediately recognized it as one of my favorite Greg Laswell songs, which was originally named New Year's Eves. I listened to the newly titled song with some apprehension, but was pleasantly surprised. Although it's the only track on the album with a new title, it, like all the other songs, includes its original lyrics. One of my favorite lyrics in this song is, "For the rest of your New Year's Eves, I'm free." Simple, but ripe with meaning. The lyrics remain intact in this remake, as did my love for the song. I found myself not liking one version of the song better, but rather enjoying both for different reasons. If you look up the album on Spotify, it includes a nearly 2.5-minute track where Laswell explains his reason for creating the album. He says several of his songs have changed over the years, sometimes out of necessity when he's playing without a band. Other times, the song meanings have changed, and he performs them differently to match where the songs are in that particular time in his life. After receiving lots of feedback following shows from people asking if he had recorded these new versions, he finally decided to give it a try. For fans of Laswell's music, they'll recognize the track Comes and Goes in Waves. One of his more popular songs, it garnered more than 6 million plays on YouTube, 3 million Spotify streams, 100,000 digital downloads, and multiple uses on television shows. According to an article on Vanguard Records' publicity website, Laswell was nervous about stripping down this track for the album. He says it was one of the first songs he tried to record and couldn't. The artist tried to be mindful not to take away what people loved of the original. Laswell says he tried to choose songs he thought he could put a new spin on without getting in the way of what he already did. This track is a great example of how the artist was successful in that effort.
This part was for her. This part was for her. Does she remember? And it comes and goes in waves.
The tracks titled How the Day Sounds and December are the 2 songs Laswell says changed the most from their original versions. Fans may be unfamiliar with the latter, which didn't make his 2006 album Through Toledo. December is Laswell's favorite remake of his own work on the new album, and he says he included it on this record because he wanted to give it a second chance. While listening to December, fans will uncover the source for the album's title, I Was Going to Be an Astronaut. The lyric is Laswell's favorite line in the song, and according to the Vanguard Records article, the line is saying the more he tries to plan for things, the more other things happen, both personally and professionally. Laswell says when he sings that song now, it's more of a celebration of that fact. When he first wrote it, it was more out of despair. According to the article, Laswell really enjoyed coming back and doing the song from the perspective of where he is now. Another tune that may be new to some is It's So Wonderful Life. Laswell says his cover of Sparkle Horse's track is his favorite song on the album. Laswell listened to that record a lot when he was getting into recording and producing. He treated it as a benchmark of sorts, and so he says it's fitting to include a cover of that song on this record just to bring it full circle. And he's a big fan of full circles.
Can ride that horse. I'm full of bees who died at sea. It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful life.
After releasing albums for more than a decade, artists often produce a best of record. If this is Greg Laswell's way of doing that, I applaud his creativity because this album gives fans the opportunity to listen to some of their favorite songs in a new way. I Was Going to Be an Astronaut is out now. More information is available at greglaswell.com.
Now my thoughts, they spin me around. Now my thoughts, they let me down. And now my thoughts, they spin me around. And now my thoughts, they let me down.